Farms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Welcome, everybody, to the show that is about gardening and landscaping and pest control. We talk a lot about trees. We talk about whatever you would like to discuss in your garden, on your farm, ranch, wherever you are. Talk about pets a little bit. In fact, we'll start off with that. David running the show in there, take your calls. When you call in, we'll do my stuff, work it in with your calls as we always do. Telephone number, I guess I'll tell you that, is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Let's start today with a couple of things. One is the SPCA report. Well, they've given me a pit bull terrier mix again to talk about. He's a cutie, too. 67 pounds, gorgeous smooth coat with blue, brindle, and white all over. He came to the SPCA of Texas because his previous owners had too many animals. He's very sweet, loves everybody, loves making friends, especially other dogs, enjoys fetch and wrestling around with the other dogs and playing with toys. He looks like a good one. Frankie is his name. You can see his picture on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Just cruise down to the SPCA button there on the homepage, and we've got good and bad news, more good maybe than bad. Vinny and Brownie Smurf were adopted. Oh, that's about the same. And Oreo and Athena are still waiting for homes. Those are dogs that I've talked about in previous shows. And you can see their photographs and information right there on our homepage on dirtdoctor.com. And by the way, the website, dirtdoctor.com, is where you can fill out the simple form and get the free newsletter that we do on a weekly basis. There's information there about our course, the Natural Organic Certification course. It's a landscaping and gardening course for professionals as well as homeowners. And we're going to give one away today. I think our mystery photograph is pretty easy today. It should be, anyway. We'll see how it works out. I'm often surprised, but it's a pretty plant. It's in my took the picture at my office, and so if you get it, you can win one of the courses. Let's see what else. Let me tell you who sponsors the SPCA feature every Sunday morning. It's Espoma, and Espoma is a great line of organic products for your home and garden. The product they wanted me to talk about today is Biotone Starter Plus. It's a special blend of natural organic plant food microbes and beneficial microbes as far as bacteria, I suppose, and mycorrhizal fungus as well. Plants grow faster, roots deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet, of course. Espoma.com for more information for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, E-S-P-O-M-A, a natural in the garden since 1929. You can find Espoma products as easier than any of the organic products across the country. All right, but before I go to the phones, one more quick thing. There's something, this is just a personal recommendation to you. I heard, another station talking about this. We're probably talking about it here, too, because I think it's a pretty big deal. George Bush, the second George Bush, is an artist, and he's a good one. He's got a presentation at his library and museum at SMU in Dallas, and I recommend it highly. It's really, really good. I've heard other people doing interviews and talking about him, and one of my golf buddies is a docent there, and It's going to move on to other venues. You're going to be able to see it in other places around the United States, but it's ending its show here in Dallas at SMU this weekend. So for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I recommend it. It's really good. He's got a talent that I'm impressed with. I wanted to see it. It just sounded interesting to me, but I was quite surprised how good the paintings are. So check it out. Of course, the great State Fair of Texas is underway here. Also, if you've been under a rock someplace and didn't know that, and I recommend checking it out as well. Have not been out there yet, but a friend of ours that's executive secretary there is retiring this year, and we're going to be going to see her for the last time at the fair, it looks like. Let's see. Well, let me just – Jim called in early and has something, so let's go ahead and see what he's up to. Jim in Saginaw, Texas, what's up?
Yes, sir. Which would be better in my clay soil out here, a jujube berry or a goji berry?
You know, probably jujube, because I haven't grown the goji berry. I've gotten feedback from other people who have, and I think I did plant one once, and it got buried in all the other things that I have at my house, and I haven't kept up with how well it has done. Jujube is a piece of cake. It's very easy to grow in any kind of soil. The only negative about jujube, or jujubes, as some people call it, Jim, is that it gets a little unruly. It doesn't behave itself quite as much as I would like. It spreads underground by rhizomes and roots and shoots come popping up all over the place. There's one, and I'm delinquent at getting back to this. I have discovered one tree in Dallas that doesn't appear to do that, and it's not too far from my office. And I was going to go back. I got some fruit from it about 3 or 4 years ago. I can't remember for sure, and planted a bunch of them. And we had extremely poor luck germinating the seed. And there may be a relationship there between the fact that it doesn't spread by shoots and, pop up all over the place. And I didn't have good germination from the seed. Could have been how I did it, what we did when we were playing around with the seed. And so we'll try it again. But
in the northeast corner of my yard with a fence on the east and a fence on the north.
Well, it'll spread. It'll spread and go under the fence. It's not a huge problem. You take one of the little hand mattocks, like I use, and just whack them and chop them out of there. I just wanted to warn you that if it does do that, and it's probably 95% chance it will, there's nothing you can do to prevent it from happening.
The birds and the squirrels love it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's wonderful fruit. It tastes like a dried apple. It's very medicinally powerful for your immune system. It's kind of a, like eating a fruit tonic. So it's good in a lot of ways, and it's a pretty tree. The foliage is pretty, and I definitely recommend it.
Well, I got some spare space in one corner of my yard, so I'll stick it in there.
All right. Good luck.
The other thing is, how do Jerusalem artichokes do in this area?
Jerusalem artichokes do very well. I don't have any anymore because it got a little too shady where I had some. They really like to be out in full blazing sun because it's a sunflower.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, it'll be out in the full blazing sun.
Oh, it'll do great. And the tubers, as you apparently already know, or grow and you harvest them like potatoes and treat them like potatoes.
I'm thinking of planting them from a diabetic standpoint. They seem to be better than potatoes for people to eat.
Well, without question, no doubt about it. Potatoes and the nightshades in general they're in that category of having a lot of lectins and having some issues for people that have arthritis and all that sort of thing. And the Jerusalem artichoke tubers would totally move you away from those issues, assuming that they are a problem. And there's a lot of people that are saying that, that there is a problem there. Mm-hmm. But it's a big old sunflower, so give it plenty of room and it'll do very well.
Yeah. I want to try it with a situation. My dad used to put a layer of hay down and then put potatoes on top of that and then put the hay on top of that. So he didn't have to dig to the ground to pick them up. He just pull up and there's nice clean potatoes. I want to try that and see if it works with us. Jerusalem well, artichokes.
That's a, who's the writer that wrote Lazy Gardener? I am drawing a blank on her name, but she recommended that. That works if the soil is pretty good. If the soil is not worth a flip yet, you need to do all the organic amendments first and then...
Well, that's where I've done that.
Yeah. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll get to your calls after this, 866-444-3478.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's talk to Steve in DeSoto. Apparently has a guess on our mystery photograph that's there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Howard. How are you this morning?
Doing well. You?
I'm pretty good. My guess for the plant is a bougainvillea.
That's a good guess, but it's not quite right. This plant is a little tougher than bougainvillea, but I could see how you could think that that's it. Did you have anything else for me, Steve?
No, sir. That was it.
Okay. Thanks for playing the game.
All right. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. All right. And if you didn't hear me talk about it, identifying that photograph as we do every week is a way to win one of our schools, one of our classes, online classes. Start with a little in Howard's garden, and we'll weave it through the calls here. But got a lot going on at my place, and there's some things that you should be knowing about and doing as well. Leaves are starting to fall. I'm seeing some spotting on some of the red oak leaves and a few other plants. Sometimes it's worth worrying about. Most of the time it's not. If you do have any disease issues on trees or shrubs or on turf, you know, brown patch in St. Augustine, any of those kind of things, putting out some dry cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet is probably the most important thing for you to do. If you're preparing new beds, whether it's for vegetables or herbs or landscape plants, having it as one of the organic amendments that I referred to a minute ago is very, very important to do. The other ingredients are compost, rock minerals like lava sand and azomite and other rock minerals. The sugars in the sugar category is dry molasses and the whole ground cornmeal that I was mentioning. And so it's a bed preparation material, but it's also a curative. If you have brown patch and St. Augustine grass, take all patch, any other diseases, the whole ground cornmeal is just amazing. The other things that you can do would be to mix some hydrogen peroxide with water, 50-50, and spray it. You can mix it with as part of the ingredients in your Garrett juice formula, add it to the Garrett juice, in other words, and put it out so that the hydrogen peroxide that goes out is going out in the liquid mixture at somewhere around 1 to 1.5%. That's why we say when you're mixing it with water, just do it 50-50. You could do it. You could get your Garrett juice made and mix the hydrogen peroxide 50-50 with the Garrett juice, in other words, and you get the foliar feeding benefit as well as the disease control. Leaves that are falling, the number one thing to do is to mow them and mulch them into the turf. If you have a place like mine and you don't have any turf, you mulch them in the driveway and you put them into beds where there's bare soil, and then into the compost pile as the last step. You want to cover the bare soil first. On the other hand, one of the things that I'm doing is getting the mulch and the litter that's built up in the base of trees, because it always happens. It happens on a lot of trees, depending on the slope and that sort of thing. But take your blower, electric one is what I recommend because it's quieter and less pollution, and blow the material out. Also, this is the time of the year to start your work on removing vines and ground cover plants that have grown over and started to creep up the trunks of trees. If you have a lot of it, go ahead and get it started. It's definitely something we do during the fall and the winter because there's not as many other things to do. It's just a great time to get caught up on that. We'll do more in Howard's Garden as we go, but now let's talk to Bob in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Howard. I've got a question you may not be familiar with. Do you know what a twig girdler is?
Oh, sure. You bet.
Okay. I've got a problem with persimmon trees. I've got about 12 of them on my place, and the twig girdlers have taken over. I've done everything I could is pick up all of the branches that they cut off and burn them every year. But this year, we've got the most incredible persimmon crop that I've ever seen, and everyone seems to agree with that. And pecans also seem to be doing well. And now the twig girdlers have moved to my persimmon. Pecan trees also. How do I get rid of them?
I've seen a few of the twig girdlers at my place, too. It's an interesting insect. Generally, it's kind of cosmetic damage and doesn't become a problem. But when they get real plentiful like yours, they can, you know, do a little damage. First thing I would suggest to you is not to burn it. I just throw it, the pieces in the big compost pile and let them compost. That'll destroy the eggs as well as the fire will. And you can use the, you know, organic material for benefit on down the road. The twig girdlers could be, you know, once they're cutting those twigs and they're falling, as you know, they've already laid eggs on that part that's falling to the ground.
Right.
The adults may or may not still be around. So next year you probably ought to flag the dates that it kind of back up in your mind when you think that they may have been first in there and laying eggs before, you know, it started falling to the ground. And next year you could spray one of the spinosad products. You could spray Garrett juice with 2 ounces of orange oil mixed in or something like that. But generally speaking, they're hit and run artists, and once they fall, they're gone. So there's no reason to spray now. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I kind of ran out of time. The birds are flying in on me. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day, I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. For some reason, our computer just dropped all the names of people holding. So David's getting that all squared away, but that's good. I have a couple of things to work in. Here, for those of you wondering what the last caller and I were talking about, this twig girdler, what that is, that's an insect that lays, the female lays eggs on the tip branches of a tree or a woody plant of other kinds, and then she starts cutting and going around and around, and she cuts just a perfectly smooth cut. It looks like it was done with a pipe cutter. And the end branch falls off to the ground where the eggs hatch, and it starts going through its life cycle in the ground. Like I told him, generally cosmetic damage only. We rarely have to treat for them. If you have a heavy infestation, you can use any of the organic techniques. I would say that the beneficial nematodes, if you do them religiously, like we recommend everybody, at least one application in the spring. And if you've had this problem before, timing it, thinking back about when you first started seeing the twig girdlers on your plants, go back beyond that and do a second maybe application. Beneficial nematodes would help with the control. But they're on our website. If you go into the library, go to twig girdler, and because they girdle the branches, and you can see photographs and explanation of it there. And then the other thing I want to tell you real quick, good, the names are back up in here too, David. I want to tell you is the Organic Club of America. We've got some cool stuff now, even more so than we already had for you. Part of it is thanks to Bob Webster. I'm in the process of harvesting additional inland sea oats, so we're going to have a ton of that. We still have, for the people that join at certain levels, we still have some Mexican buckeye seed, the little tree that I like so much. And Bob has given us shishito peppers, which is just a delicious pepper to use. You basically drizzle some oil on it, you know, coconut oil or olive oil or something like that, and kind of flash fry it, and it really makes a wonderful appetizer and a nice treat. A lot of the chefs are getting into it and really like it, but it's also an easy to grow pepper, very compact, very small, and extremely productive. Bob also has sent us the first round of jicama seed coming from his plant, and if you haven't grown it yet, it's one of those things almost like jujube. It's a piece of cake to grow, very easy to grow. Big old, it looks like a bush, but it's actually a big old vine, and so you can get some Bob Webster grown jicama joining the Organic Club of America, and of course get all the other benefits as well. Check it out right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Well, I'm going to start at the top. I guess Pat's been holding the longest, Dave. Pat in Fort Worth, what's going on with you?
Howard, I have an opossum that has dug a hole into underneath the pathway coming to my house.
Okay.
And I'm wanting to know how I can deter it. It is nocturnal, I believe, so I'm presuming it comes out at night, and I would have to do something at that time to stop it from going back in. And also, I think in years past, we've had them dig underneath the house on very rocky soil. And we've found holes before that go down under, you know, the side of the house. So I was just seeing if there was anything I can do humanely to make it find another home.
Okay. Well, there's a couple things you can try. The possums or opossums, as you properly pronounced it, are really usually not much of a problem. They're pretty benign little creatures and don't do a lot of damage. They, you know, forage around on things, but when they start digging holes like that, like skunks do and like some other animals do, they can be a problem, obviously.
Right.
I would try hot pepper first. I'd get some dry, red, crushed red pepper, hot pepper. A lot of times at markets, farmers markets, and especially Asian market places, you're in Fort Worth, in Dallas, in Richardson, we've got an Asian business community out there that is where I have found big bags of it at really good prices before. And I don't know if y'all have something like that in Fort Worth or not. You probably do.
Yes, I can find that.
Yeah. So a liquid hot pepper or liquid? The dry, either one. But I would start with the dry down in the hole, and you can probably run them off. And once you haven't seen them for a while, fill the hole back in. I guess if you fill the hole in and they're down in there, you may create a different kind of problem. But I try to run them off with hot pepper or the garlic pepper tea mix. In other words, the a mixture of garlic and pepper. It works very well with raccoons, and so it should work with the possums as well.
Okay, well, I'll try that. Okay, and just a couple of other short ones. I have several Eves necklaces. About 4 to 6 feet.
Okay.
They're just saplings that I want to transplant. And they are located on the side of a hill. I have moved a couple before, and they haven't done well. I've either done it at the wrong time, or they're putting into the hole. Everything's fine. I can follow that there. But I wondered if you at one time said something about digging a little trench around the sapling early on, like about now, before I actually do the digging down.
Well, that's called root pruning, and it's not as important for a small transplant as it would be for a larger tree, 4 or 5 inch caliper tree. And in that case, you'd do it some months before you actually made the change, because you would want it after you do the root pruning at a point a little bit beyond where you're going to make, or pretty much right at where you're going to make the ultimate cut and the ball cut. So it has time to grow back, you know, before you move. That's the theory there. But on a small little tree like you're talking about, you don't really need to do that. Just get as much soil as you can and move it over, or even bare root it. And the key is wait a couple more weeks until you see the yellow fall color on the Eve's necklace, and that means all systems are pretty much shut down in the plant, and you're going to have about 100% chance of moving it. The only other thing that can hurt you, and I've done this myself with Eve's necklace, they are extremely drought tolerant, and it's a little tricky at establishment time to water enough so they don't dry out, but don't overwater the little trees.
That was probably my problem before.
Okay. They don't like a lot of water at all.
Okay, and just one other question about red oaks. I have a huge red oak, and I've sent you a picture before on this. But there's two or three limbs that are dead. I know they're dead, and they've been dead through the summer. They're brown with brown leaves. They're about, I would say, 5 inches in diameter. Is it okay to prune those off now? I was concerned about the oak wilt.
You can do it anytime. It's not a problem to prune the dead stuff off at any time. The dangerous time is spring, you know, when things are first starting to grow. So now, late summer, middle of summer's fine, late summer's fine, fall's fine. So you're at a perfect time to get the work done.
Okay, well, great. Thank you so much indeed. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And for all of you, when you're doing pruning, no flush cuts is one of the worst things you can do to a tree, because when you flush cut in your pruning, you have cut farther into the tree. You're not cutting just the branch off. You're cutting part of the trunk off, because that branch collar, that swelling, you know, it's a wrinkled swelling that's really easy to see on most trees, especially if you're doing larger limbs. That's part of the trunk, not part of the limb. So get the saw out beyond that point. It is always better to leave too large a stub than to cut too close to the tree. If you cut too close to the tree, that means you have injured the branch collar, which is part of the trunk, and you will get decay starting most times at the top and the bottom of the cut. It's the single most common thing that leads to cavities forming in a tree that lead to all sorts of other problems. Curtis in Chicago next up. Hey, Curtis.
Hi. I'm actually calling for a friend in Fort Lauderdale. And if I have missed you covering this before, I apologize, but flooding from the hurricane, and her yard is pretty much destroyed. And other than dried molasses and corn gluten meal, is there something that she can do? I'm guessing there's salt water that has come in. Is there some way to neutralize that?
Yeah, Curtis, the thing I'd recommend to do first is just tell her about DirtDoctor.com, our website, and in the library we have a detox program. And basically for salt remediation, the detox program that we use when somebody's sprayed, you know, chemicals or there's been some kind of toxic spill, in fact, that can be part of the salt issue too. You know, when that flooding happens, a lot of times there's toxic stuff that has also settled into the soil. So if you just use the whole organic detox program that we recommend, that will remediate the soil as well as anything you can do. By improving the drainage and the biological activity of the soil, one thing about the salt is that it will leach away also. So the more healthy you get the soil, you get this physical help of it being able to be leached away, as well as the biological activity helping to balance out and get the soil back in good shape.
Okay, so get her to the library on the website.
Yeah, it's the detox or soil detox program is what you want to look at.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I tell you what, JT, we may run out of time. We'll start here. Called him from Houston. What's up?
Yes. You were speaking of the palm trees and wrapping them with carpet or with burlap. Do you go all the way up?
I don't recommend that, JT. You must have been listening to somebody else. What would we be wrapping the palm tree trunks for?
For freeze.
In Houston, you don't need to worry about it very much at all, but I really don't recommend that. Can you hold on, and we'll talk a little bit more when I come back about palm trees. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Espoma, extremely high-quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with JT about palms. Are you still there, JT?
Yes, sir. I have to apologize. I got out of my vehicle to get a Dr. Pepper, and the previous show had mentioned covering up palm trees, and so I apologize. But let me throw a dirt question at you. I have
Let's talk about palms for just a second, because okay, you made me think about the fact that I don't think I ever have done a newsletter about the hardy palms, and I'm gonna I was over there working on that idea for this next newsletter. I think I'll do that. I'm gonna double check. I may have already done it, but even if I need to have a follow-up. Most of the palm trees that you would grow in Houston, you don't ever need to even think about wrapping them. The ones that are the most hardy, do you know which one you have?
Queen.
You have a queen? Well, the queen palm may be a little more delicate than some of the others. Some of the Mexican fan, there's two different species. One is more delicate than the other one. But under the organic program, if you have a plant that's going to be hardy enough for you long term, wrapping them is just not anything that I would worry about doing. Getting it up and wrapping the crown, that's where if it freezes, it's going to do the damage, not on the trunk. You see what I mean?
But
if you want to plant any more, and if, just for everybody listening, the ones that are the without question the toughest and most hardy are things like needle palm, our sable palm, which is a native here in Texas, both the big sable and the sable minor, which is a low-growing palm. The Mediterranean palm is just winter hardy as it can be. The Mexican fan palm called Filifera, the species Filifera, is tough. Pendo palm, which is the beautiful gray-leafed palm, is winter hardy, and probably the one that's the most foolproof of all, if people are worried about freeze damage on palms, it's the Japanese windmill palm, and it can go down way below 0 degrees without any damage at all. And the only negative about it, they grow fast, they have real dark green foliage, but they've got a flimsy, is how a lot of people describe it, trunk. It'll literally be thinner at the bottom, at the base, at the ground, than it will up near the foliage. And that's kind of funny looking. You almost need to have something planted below it. The needle palm is a bushy palm, and that would be a great selection to use with the Japanese windmill palm if you want to have two palms together that would fill out and be a beautiful, solid kind of screen and tall also, and never have an issue with freeze damage. Anyway, what's your other question?
Yeah, I have some rental properties, and the deal is that, you know, renters, I love them all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're not real good about watering the soil.
Right, right.
And so I have some beautiful oak trees out in front of one of the homes, and the roots are coming to the surface. Is it from not watering, or is it just... did Harvey affect it? Because they were underwater for...
I guess the Harvey salt and all could affect it, but that'd be a longer-term thing. Generally, when you have roots that are showing up top, it can be watering too little, and watering... It can be watering too often and too little each time you water. That can cause shallow roots like that, too, but... Unfortunately, sometimes it's just a genetic thing. The tree's just doing it. There's really no cause of it. Those roots are healthy roots. I mean, having the flare dramatically exposed and some roots showing on the surface of the soil is perfectly healthy for the tree. It just sometimes is an irritation to the owner, you know, from a maintenance standpoint and that sort of thing.
Will it kill it if I put up, add soil to the top and then put mulch on top of it, like stone or something around it?
It won't do any good because those roots are used to the air now since they've been exposed. And when you cover them up, it's the same thing. You're going to do the same kind of damage that you would if you pushed soil up on the base of the tree and covered the flare. So it's best to either prune one or two of them off every year. Because that's no more damage than pruning off a limb that size. Just don't do them all at once. Or leave it there and learn to love those exposed roots.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it. Yes, sir, I really do. I just, I'm so glad to hear that because I was fixing to add dirt. And,
don't do that. You know, that's the worst thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Thank you, JT.
Thank you so much. Yes,
appreciate
sir.
The call.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
Let's go to Chad and see if we have enough time to help him in Fremont, Texas. Hey, Chad.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I've got a question about burrweed in my yard. I'm curious on how to get rid of it the right way.
You talking about burr clover, Chad, or are you talking about grass burrs?
Not grass burrs. It's the real little bitty tiny stickers that, you know, that it's not a big grass burr. It's real small sticker.
And it has a clover looking leaf?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's burr clover. It's very easy to knock out with a totally organic and safe product that is selective, and it's called Agra Lawn Crabgrass Killer. You wet the area down, dust this stuff out on it, it kills the broadleaf weeds and the problem grassy weeds, and doesn't hurt your turf.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Agrilon Crabgrass Killer. Appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Appreciate all your calls. Very good questions and fun first hour. We got two more for you. Phone number to be with me, and I'll work in some more in Howard's Garden that I hadn't done yet. Number's 866-444-3478. I'll be back.